Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, December 9th through Thursday, December 16th, 2022. December 9th, 2022, the Feast of St. Juan Diego. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, be tenacious in your efforts to move along the path of your salvation. Do not be discouraged by obstacles or the seemingly rapid progress of others along this same path. Each one is called in a different way. Therefore, I remind you, do not compare the depth of your spirituality to anyone else's journey. The little saint of the day, Juan Diego, remained humble, self-effacing, and of simple heart his whole life. Yet I tell you, he is one of the greatest of my visionaries, never counting himself as anyone special, always bringing attention to the miracle of the tilma and not himself. He was chosen for his humility of heart and his childlike trust in the truth. Learn from him. Bring me souls by merit of your own simplicity, which will attract others to your beliefs and way of life. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 10th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Loreto. Blessed Virgin Mary says, praise be to Jesus. Today, dear children, I ask you to prepare your hearts in a special way for my apparition to you on my Feast of Guadalupe. Clear the debris of worldly concerns from your hearts so that I can take up residence in the midst of all that matters. Surrender to me your fears, your sins, and your worries for the future. Place your loved ones in my tender care and trust in my motherly provision. Am I not your mother? Am I not holding you in the crossing of my arms? The best preparation is trust in all I come to give you. Do not allow your feelings of unworthiness to displace the truth of my presence in your midst. See and feel in my heart the realization of your every need. Tender-hearted is my call to you beyond all measure. December 12th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, 3 p.m. prayer service. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she has the united hearts on her breast. She says, praise be to Jesus. Dear children, I am here in your midst, the protectress of your faith and virginal mother of all mankind. I come to bless, protect, and to reconcile each of you to the paternal heart of God the Father. Be present in the heart of God by virtue of your efforts in holiness. Take up the sword of truth and the breastplate of humility. Keep vigil over God's will for you. Let your hearts beat as one with his. Grave is my need for your prayers to mitigate the Father's wrath. The gravest sin today is intellectual pride against God's existence. Your faith is not your idea, but a gift from God to be spent wisely according to the needs of these times. Dear children, desire reconciliation with God the Father. In that way, I can take you deeper into personal holiness, which is the doorway to sanctity. The world is in great need of living saints to balance good versus evil. Let your hearts be consumed with the desire to be holy. Souls must know Papa God in order to obey Him. Therefore, I come to you again to help you to know God and to love Him. Over the span of many centuries, I have appeared many times and in many places. My message is always the same, conversion of heart. Today, it is the same. I am calling people to leave their pagan ways of pretending there is no God and returning to love of God and love of neighbor. Not to choose is to choose. Let this be the apparition which changes the direction of the heart of the world. Dear children, understand my anguish as I continue to call the heart of the world to its conversion through the provision of the grace of my heart. You do not see into the hearts of world leaders such as I do. At any given moment, evil could hold sway over world events. Take to heart, then, the petition of my heart, the conversion of the heart of the world. Dear children, in order for there to be a conversion of the heart of the world, there must be peace in all hearts. Peace precedes all good. Pray for peace in hearts, and you will be praying for the conversion of the heart of the world. Today, I'm taking all petitions to heaven with me and laying them on the altar of my son's heart. Our Lady blessed us. Then the triple blessing was given. December 13th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "From age to age, I have gathered a people unto myself to carry on the tradition of faith. Those who pursue my will have been greatly blessed. Treasure the moments we spend together, as I do. Search out ways to show me your love for me. Pity the ones who arrogantly cherish their errant opinions contrary to the faith. It is for love of these that the Holy Mother still weeps. Console her by your efforts in holiness. Transform the heart of the world by virtue of your own holiness. Every heart that lives in holy love gathers with me. Those who oppose holy love scatter. I call you into the light of the world. Cherish this light, as it highlights the path of righteousness and defines the way of darkness. Be children of the light." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 10. "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when Jesus was a youth, he became separated from Mary and Joseph. He was considered lost, but after much anguish, he was found in the temple with the elders. How many in the world today have separated themselves from me, from Saint Joseph, and the Holy Mother? Mother Mary spends long hours praying that these lost and separated children of hers find their way back to the safety of belief. Sadly, most will not be found anywhere near the temple or the heart of Mother Mary. Assist the Holy Mother with your own prayers that the lost and separated children, once of faith, will be found not far from the temple of the Immaculate Heart of the Holy Mother and willingly return to safety. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 46 through 51. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 15th, 2022. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Children, if you want to have a truly merry Christmas this year, then forget yourselves and celebrate by making others happy for the holidays. Then I will take you to the edge of the manger and place you between Joseph and myself as we knelt to adore the newborn Son of God. This is the sublime happiness all seek this holiday season.